from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. NFL season kicks off tonight. It's time now for the Thursday touchdown. All right, ladies and gentlemen, giving the questions is the touchdown machine himself, the governor, Tom Milliken.
Thank you, Stoney. It's your maiden voyage.
Yes.
Texas has blossomed from a 3.5-point favorite to a 7.5-point favorite on Saturday. It's a huge point spread movement. Michigan has not lost a regular season game by more than a touchdown since 2020, which was the COVID season. Give me a path to Michigan winning this game outright.
Use the play clock a lot. You know, get it down to where it's 1 or 2 seconds, time of possession. They have to figure out a way to run the ball. If they can run the ball, they have a chance, and force yours to make mistakes. I mean, that's it.
Yeah. I mean, very similar. It is time of possession. You have to win the time of possession. Mm-hmm. It's field position, and whether it's being able to use Zavada to be able to score points, whether it's Tommy Doman and punts, and if it's punt, it's directional, all of those have to be. If it's outside left half, make sure it's outside the left half. Try and limit their returns to win that field position battle, but it's going to have to be some turnovers on the defense. And that is, whether it's short field, extra opportunities, you've got to give the offense as much opportunity to get up and running and comfortable to be able to do something against that Texas defense.
Yeah, you got to get an easy seven somehow, with it, whether it's direct from special teams or defense, or they put them in the position to do that.
Don't be surprised. I mean, Khalil Mullins on the kick returns, he brought one out from five deep, which I'm like, wait, what's going on? He's bringing one out.
It got to the 30.
Yeah. At some point this year, I think he's going to break one.
Well, we need it broken on Saturday.
Would be nice.
All right, Aiden Childs was 10 of 24 for 114 yards and 2 interceptions in his Spartan debut. Don't we need to see substantial improvement from Childs to have faith in his future as the Michigan State quarterback?
Well, I'll say yes, but with a caveat, because he is only a sophomore. You are allowed to get better from year to year and throughout the course of a season, get comfortable in the Big Ten with this offense, with his teammates. Not everything was on him. Yes, he didn't look great himself, but there can be other players that play better around him, whether it's protection, whether it's being able to utilize him as a runner. I'm not going to sit there and say if he can't, you know, play against Maryland, it's a lost cause. But I expect to see marked improvement from him as a passer and as a quarterback.
I think the yikes with him was 10 of 24.
Yes, I think there was certainly some yikes moments.
Yeah, and I believe you can't just write off a kid from one game. However, if he doesn't show substantial improvement after, I'm going to say, the fourth game, which would include what we saw against FAU, Maryland this week, a patsy of all patsies in Prairie View, and then against Bill O'Brien's Boston College team. I just want to see improvement. If he improves, he can sit there, all right, there's something we can work with. If he doesn't improve, then you got a problem.
Yeah, those two toughest games are at Maryland and at Boston College.
Mm-hmm. All right, Florida State went from a top 10 team to an 0-2 team that is outside the polls now. LSU and Clemson have already lost. Give me one team that's already lost a game that you'd pick to potentially make the college football playoff.
I'm going to give you one, and then I might give you a dark horse after John goes, because I don't want to steal it. Okay,
and we probably have the same one.
I'm going with Texas A&M because their tough games are all at home. That's number one. That's why I picked them over LSU.
So I'm taking LSU. And when I look at LSU, first of all, they're in the SEC, so they're going to have a little bit of clout, which obviously Texas A&M right. does as well. But as of now, they play Ole Miss at home. They play Alabama at home. They play a ranked Oklahoma team at home. And they do play Texas A&M. It's on the road. So, that I mean, I think Texas A&M will be back in the polls eventually, so it could be another ranked opponent. One loss is not going to prevent you from being in the playoffs. I don't care what your schedule right. is. If you're a one-loss team, you will be in the college football playoffs.
Just for clarity, Texas A&M, their tough games, their road games are at Auburn, at Mississippi State, at Florida, and at South Carolina. And Texas, Missouri, and LSU are all at home. My long shot, just for the hell of it, would be Fresno State. Because they could win that conference, and who the hell knows who the highest ranked team in the power
the non-power four.
Yes. Yeah.
See, this was a chance for both of you guys to be positive about Michigan State, and well, they don't have a loss yet, but they're going to.
I don't think anybody is looking at them as being able to be in the college football playoffs.
All right, moving to the NFL, the Lions remain one of the youngest teams in the NFL. That translates usually to potential growth by numerous players. How many Lions have the potential to be Pro Bowlers this season?
I think there's a potential for 11. Ooh. Now, I'm not saying all 11 will be Pro Bowlers, but there are players that, we all know Goff. I think Gibbs could be, Montgomery. But then you look at some of the other players that, Ellie McNeil, I think he could be. I think as a special teamer, you could have Khalif Raymond, depending on what they do with the returns and what he does as a special teamer. And we already know that Jalen Reeves-Maybin was a Pro Bowler last year.
Well, we're not that far off. I have 10.
Okay, let's go through the list.
Goff, Gibbs, St. Brown, Laporta, Sewell, Ragnall, Hutch, McNeil, Fox, and Maybin.
Oh, I didn't even say Fox. I should have said 12.
What about Branch?
I don't think he's ready yet.
He could be in the discussion. Yes. I just think there are other players. And the one that I had in there Montgomery.
Yes. And also, if he has a great year and stays healthy, DJ Reader. I mean, they won't have both him and McNeil won't make it, but.
Yeah.
All right, the NFL season opens with the Ravens at the Chiefs tonight. Kansas City's trying to become the first team to win three consecutive Super Bowls. If the Chiefs win it, does it open up the GOAT conversation at QB between Brady and Mahomes?
Oh, it opens up the conversation. Absolutely. Okay.
Because of the three-peat.
Three-peat. Mahomes would be 4-1 in Super Bowls. Brady 7-3. Two MVPs for Mahomes as of now. Three for Brady. So, no. Brady right now, even at the end of the season, I still think is the GOAT. But the conversation can be legitimate.
Yeah. When you start doing things that the other one didn't do. Now, all of a sudden, you start having data points that you're trying to compare. Is this greater than the other? Also, when you're doing things that have never been done in the NFL, a three-peat, then yeah, it certainly opens the conversation.
And I think it's a different debate, but it's the debate for Eli to get in the Hall of Fame. The only reason people put Eli in the Hall of Fame is because he beat Brady twice in the Super Bowl.
He had two playoff runs.
He's got that data point to achieve that. Status.
Right, and everybody always talks about how when you say, should this quarterback be in the Hall of Fame, how many Super Bowls?
Exactly. All right, an NFL head coach gets fired in season just about every season. Who will be the first coach that gets whacked in the 2024 season?
I've got two, so I'll wait for Stoney to say one, but I'm going to go with Dennis Allen with the Saints. 7-10 2 years ago in his first year as a head coach. Okay, that's all right. 9-8 last year. If they miss out on the playoffs, or if they start, and I don't think they're going to start good, I think about weeks 8, 9, 10, that conversation, that seat is getting really hot, and I think he'll be the first one.
I wrote down two as well. Dennis Allen was number one on my list. My other one, kind of a long shot, but if they don't play well, Doug Peterson. And it sounds strange, but I looked at a lot of the other teams and I couldn't really find anybody that I thought could get fired during the season because, go ahead, I don't want to steal.
No, the thing is, there's so many coaches, new coaches the last 2 years.
That's why
it's hard to fathom, yes. Well, crazy things happen.
Do you think that Carolina would make that change twice in a row?
No, although their owner's a whack job, so you never know.
And I played for a whack job who did
yes,
it. And so it is possible, but the only other one I talked about was Matt Eberflus. And I know he's got a rookie quarterback, but with all the money that they have spent.
And all the hype.
And all the hype surrounding it, and everybody thinks. I mean, there was talk I heard yesterday. I think it was Wilbon was talking about, possibly being an MVP. Like, that is bonkers. It's bizarre. But if Eberflus, if they don't win 8 games, I think he's gone.
Right. But I don't think in season.
Sneaky one. Jim Harbaugh of Connor Stallion shows up on the sidelines.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Most weeks... All right, most weeks, our final topic is just an extra point, and it's on the Thursday touchdown, but... That's usually a more reasonable topic, but today we are going for 2 on the last one, and it's time for bold predictions, and this is mine, guys, and I want you to find out, I want you to answer, am I off my rocker or not? Am I crazy? My bold NFL prediction, and I did this last year. I said the Bengals would not make the playoffs off of 2 AFC championship appearances in a Super Bowl. The Baltimore Ravens will miss the playoffs.
You are not crazy. You're wrong, but you're not crazy. There's a difference because I still think they're really good. However, it's not outlandish because you look at the team. All right, their wide receivers, they're okay. Nothing Grammy. What, Flowers, Aguilar, and what, Bateman's their other one? They do have Lamar, you know, and he's very regular season Lamar.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry, obviously, and their defense is usually pretty good. I don't think they'll miss the playoffs, but it's not completely crazy when you look about, you know, if you figure that, you know, let's say you're into the Jets, Bengals, Texans, and KC, you think they're going to win the divisions, and you have 3 teams left. Either Miami or Buffalo would probably be one of them, and maybe the Browns.
I think you're crazy. And I can't believe the hate for the Baltimore Ravens this morning. I mean, you're hoping they lose, Stoney, tonight to the Chiefs, and you thinking that they're going to be out of the playoffs?
Well, your love for them this morning, maybe.
This is a team that's been very consistent. Like, everybody says, you know, hey, I would love to be the Steelers, I'd love to be the Ravens, love to be some teams that are just consistently good all the time. Why are they consistently good?
Right.
They play damn good defense. They're not just an okay defense. They always play good defense. Now you add Derrick Henry. Now, maybe he hit his expiration date, and he's not going to be that effective. But with him, with Lamar Jackson, and I went through the whole, to try and speed things up here, I think KC, Cincy, Houston, Miami, those are your division winners. Baltimore, Jacksonville, Buffalo are the wild card teams. And I'm still not sold that if Cincinnati wins that division, I think they will. But there's so much going on there. I know Chase practiced, limited practice. If he doesn't play, that is a completely different offense.
I think Lamar's won, I think it's last 4 years, 2 MVPs. But those other 2 years... He had a tough time staying healthy, and I think that's what's going to emerge this year. I think they're more of a 500-type team like they were the previous 2 years before last year. They're in a tough division, and I am buying on the Cleveland Browns in that division.
I think they've addressed it, though. I don't think he has to be the runner that he was. That's why they brought in Derrick Henry.
It might work early, but I think as the season progresses, they had their shot last year. That's my big thing on them. I believe they had their shot.
I disagree with that, but I think they're still a playoff team.
By the way, I do like the Baltimore Ravens. I just like the Chiefs a little more. That's all.
Okay. We'll find out tonight.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the Thursday touchdown.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.